spirits, sadness, cast us down. In short, any act on our part is performed at the bidding of wickedness or virtue. Only a body can control or forcefully affect another body. The good of the body is corporeal. A man's good is related to his bodily good, therefore it is bodily. Now that I have humored your wishes, I shall anticipate your remark when you say, "What a game of pawns! We dull our fine edge by such superfluous pursuits. These things make men clever, but not good. Wisdom is a plainer thing than that. Nay, it is clearly better to use literature for the improvement of the mind, instead of wasting philosophy itself, as we waste other efforts on superfluous things. Just as we suffer from excess in all things, so we suffer from excess in literature. Thus, we learn our lessons, not for life, but for the lecture room. Farewell." Letter 107. On Obedience to the Universal Will. Where is that common sense of yours? Where that deftness in examining things? That greatness of soul? Have you come to be tormented by a trifle? Your slaves regarded your absorption in business as an opportunity for them to run away. Well, if your friends deceived you, for by all means, let them have the name which we mistakenly bestowed upon them, and so call them, that they may incur more shame by not being such friends. If your friends, I repeat, deceived you, all your affairs would lack something. As it is, you merely lack men who damaged your own endeavors and considered you burdensome to your neighbors. None of these things is unusual or unexpected. It is as nonsensical to be put out by such events as to complain of being spattered in the street or at getting befouled in the mud. The program of life is the same as that of a bathing establishment, a crowd, or a journey. Sometimes things will be thrown at you, and sometimes they will strike you by accident. Life is not a dainty business. You have started on a long journey. You are bound to slip, collide, fall, become weary, and cry out, "Oh, for death!" Or, in other words, tell lies. At one stage, you will leave a comrade behind you. At another, you will bury someone. At another, you will be apprehensive. It is amid stumblings of this sort that you must travel out this rugged journey. Does one wish to die? Let the mind be prepared to meet everything. Let it know that it has reached the heights round which the thunder plays. Let it know that it has arrived where grief and avenging care have set their couch, and pallid sickness dwells, and drear old age. With such messmates must you spend your days. Avoid them you cannot, but despise them you can, and you will despise them if you often take thought and anticipate the future. Everyone approaches courageously a danger which he has prepared himself to meet long before, and withstands even hardships if he has previously practiced how to meet them. But, contrarywise, the unprepared are panic-stricken even at the most trifling things. We must see to it that nothing shall come upon us unforeseen. And, since things are all the more serious when they are unfamiliar, continual reflection will give you the power, no matter what the evil may be, not to play the unschooled boy.
My slaves have run away from me.
Yes, other men have been robbed, blackmailed, slain, betrayed, stamped underfoot, attacked by poison or by slander. No matter what trouble you mention, it has happened to many. Again, there are manifold kinds of missiles which are hurled at us. Some are planted in us, some are being brandished, and at this very moment are on the way. Some, which were destined for other men, graze us instead. We should not manifest surprise at any sort of condition into which we are born, and which should be lamented by no one, simply because it is equally ordained for all. Yes, I say equally ordained, for a man might have experienced even that which he has escaped. And an equal law consists not of that which all have experienced, but of that which is laid down for all. Be sure to prescribe for your mind this sense of equity. We should pay without complaint the tax of our mortality. Winter brings on cold weather, and we must shiver. Summer returns with its heat, and we must sweat. Unseasonable weather upsets the health, and we must fall ill.